I am great. How are you guys?
You know, those solar eclipse glasses you're wearing are excellent. Those look great.
Aren't they nice? They match my shoes.
They do.
We're doing solar eclipse Monday.
Well, you have to. How can you not?
We are. We're really excited about it, too. We're doing a whole event for the solar eclipse celebration. So it's a free event on campus, starts at 1. We'll have all kinds of glasses and all those kinds of things, and we'll have a couple solar telescopes, some fun activities, and come on out. You don't need to register or anything like that. Come on out to campus. It'll be fun.
If the first day of classes wasn't already tremendously exciting and busy
times. And, that's right.
Let's just throw in a solar eclipse just to make sure everyone's paying attention. Well, great. How have you been? Everything good?
Everything's been great. Off for a couple weeks, 2 weeks ago, I was at state board meetings, and so Jessica Strunk, I think, filled in for me. Well, I know she did.
I think I had a pair of Jessicas.
Two Jessicas.
Back-to-back Jessicas.
The Jessicas, that's right.
They were very good.
I think that's all I'm going to hire is Jessicas.
Well, if you say that, then everything gets done, because they'll cover all your bases for you. Especially
it was great with those two Jessica.
Exactly. And it was great to hear from both of them. Obviously, school starts on Monday. We're having fun with the solar eclipse. We're not really joking about it. There's a difference. But that's just part of the festivities that kick off
on
Monday.
That's right. And Monday, all the faculty get a little break in between semesters. And so we're all back on Monday. And actually, they were back the Thursday before, because there's some training that had to occur up in Indianapolis. But they came back to our campus, back to their offices and all that good stuff on Monday. And we had our kickoff meeting, welcome meeting, get the crowd excited about the semester. And it was fun. Keith, of course, was our MC, and we had a blast and met all our new employees and new faculty members, and had some breakfast together. And it was a lot of fun. It always is. It's really exciting.
And then you do something very similar to the students coming back beginning on Monday, something kind of every day for them.
That's right. So Welcome Week starts on Monday. We're really excited, and our team and in student life and student development, managed by Beth Warner, she does a great job. We have lots of activities every single day. And actually, it's out the first week, and then we're around even the second week to make sure that students are we have ambassadors, so employees like myself, we all wear T-shirts and answer questions that students might have, guide them to their classroom, help them get to wherever they need to go, or just, you know, making sure they have all the things that they need. And so we have a resource fair on Monday. We'll have a global adventures event in the library all week long. We have welcome back coffee every single morning, and then later in the afternoon. And lots of just fun things to just say, hey, welcome to your place where you belong here, and you're ready to complete your academic goals that you've set for yourself. So, and next week ends with a movie night, so that's going to be fun. And it's at 5:00, and it's free food activities, and we're going to be showing The Guardians of the Galaxy 2. So that's next Friday night.
Now, people may not realize this, but Ivy Tech Community College, two-year college, we have a fair international student body. Talk about that.
We do, and they're a great group. In fact, today I get to meet our newest group of new full-time international students. We'll meet them today during orientation. They'll be on campus all day for their own specific orientations. You know, we guide them about all kinds of different information about immigration law and some academic things that they need to know, and make sure that they're enrolled in the right classes, and, you know, and just give them a little bit of extra help. But we have 113 new students from 27 different countries. And in fact, this year we have five countries that are represented, new countries that are represented, and we're very excited. Ben Grimwood is our international student advisor, and Tina Mickleborough is a faculty member, and she's our international club advisor, and they manage and lead these students through this orientation. And I'm excited to get to see them and meet them this afternoon.
We're speaking with Jenny Vaughn, who is the chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. Jenny, we teased about jobs. This is huge.
Yes.
This is for people who are underemployed or unemployed, whatever, but you're in the paper today. Your picture's there.
Yes.
The story's there, but give us the highlights of what people need to know if they're unemployed right now.
Well, thank you. It is in the paper. It's an exciting program. We were really excited about it getting up and running. The governor announced a grant program to get people who are underskilled or not employed, underemployed, to receive the skills that they need in jobs that are available right now. There are thousands of jobs across the state, but here in, you know, in the areas that we serve, we can help people get jobs in either health sciences, information technology, business technology, transportation and logistics, and advanced manufacturing.
And Jenny, you know that there are employers in this area right now who need employees in those areas.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if a person comes in and wants to start the certificate program, they can be done very quickly and go right into work. And so it's a two-pronged grant program from the governor's office. It's called Next Level Jobs, and the Workforce Ready Grant is a grant for a student to be able to come to Ivy Tech or Vincennes in one of those areas that I mentioned, get free tuition, and get started completing that certificate. And what we did is we knew this was coming, but we weren't quite sure when. So we do have classes that start on Monday. So people can come in today and get everything they need to get started on Monday. But we also have classes that will start in September, in October, so that, you know, we knew we wanted to kind of wait, and we'll have some accelerated classes that'll be 12-week or 8-week classes. So we've got all of those ready. All you need to do is come and see us. We will help you. You have to be an Indiana resident. You have to have a high school diploma or a GED. You cannot have previously earned an associate or a bachelor's degree, and you have to have that application for financial aid completed. But we're here to help you. It's not a daunting task to get, you know, that FAFSA completed, especially if we're there to help. So that's great. Now, the other part of the program is for employers who have their employees already hired, that they want to give some more skills to advance those employees in their jobs. And so that's a great program. Employers just need to go to the website for Next Level Jobs. So it's nextleveljobs.org. And they're going to give $2,500 per new per employee at an employer. I can't even say that. Come on, Jenny, get it out. And it's just fantastic. So it's an amazing program. It is in the paper. You can go to the website. But if anybody is interested and need any kind of guidance, whether you're an employer or an employee, please just give us a call and we'll guide you accordingly.
Well, yeah, because I'm going to hit the lottery for $510 million. The rest of these people.
Yeah, right. Except for you.
There'll be an opening here, Jenny.
You won't need it.
Let's get it. Yeah. Let's get it rolling. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Jenny Vaughn's our guest this morning. The chancellor from Ivy Tech checks in Thursday mornings. Ivy Tech, obviously plenty of things happening on the horizon here right around the corner. And as we get back to school, how's traffic out that way? Everybody, your road construction?
We got some construction.
Well, the reason I bring that up is...
I don't even know if you... Do you really want me to comment?
Comment, no. Report, maybe. But that's the point. Everybody, we talked about it yesterday, as Indiana's campus's traffic pattern is a little bit congested with everybody. If you're starting anew at Ivy Tech, please take that into consideration when you go out there next week, because the 3rd Street Bridge is trying to...
But they repaved Highway 48.
They did that.
And then totally West 3rd Street is completely being repaved, and so there's cones and there's... And there's everything all over the place. So the traffic is a little bit intense. People were like, oh, yeah, I won't even go there. Yeah, last night coming home, it was like the cones were all over the place.
Yes.
And people were hitting them. And, oh, my gosh.
They've had enough.
No, it'll get better.
Give yourself plenty of time. You don't want to. If the first day can be stressful enough, I mean, we're giving you a solar eclipse. Take your time. Get there a little bit early. What time does the party start on Monday? So if you need to get out there and relax a little bit, you can do that.
Well, we open our doors at 7 o'clock in the morning.
That's too early. What time's
when's the coffee get there?
When's the free breakfast and solar eclipse? Let's get to the important things.
That starts at 7:30. So, but you know, businesses will open the different departments up at 8 o'clock in the morning to help students. And, you know, a lot of classes start at 8. We've got a lot of classes that start at 9 all throughout the day. But, yeah, they're going to need to take a little bit of extra time during all of the construction to come to.
Jenny, final question. Are you ready?
Sir.
Is Jenny Vaughn, Chancellor, ready for school to start?
Have you ever seen me not ready?
No,
I am totally ready.
You're psyched for this, I know.
This is the best. I mean, I love graduation. I love all kinds of different things that happen at, you know, at Ivy Tech. And one of the greatest days in the world is to greet students at the front door and to look them in the eye and say welcome, and you know, then to see them, you know, throughout the year on campus, and then again, you know, and to see them at commencement, it's just awesome. I have the best job in town.
Mom gets a little sentimental.
Hey, why wouldn't you?
just a little.
Work hard, yep. Play hard. That's what the folks at Ivy Tech do. Jenny, if people need more information, what's the best way to get it?
Two different ways. Come on over, come down, see us, come to campus, or just call us at 812-332-1559. We'll help you.
Excellent. Great job as always. Best of luck. Make sure those glasses are approved by the
official
solar consulate.
NASA.
Yeah, or whoever does all of that stuff. And we'll talk to you next week. Get an update on how the first week is going.
Okay, you got it. Take care, everybody.